Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You've Mr. Cabello, but you're like younger than my kids, and I'm so proud of what you've done. So if I could call you David.
David.
You do. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying David works. That's fine. I've never been called Mr. Cabello. So.
Well, you deserve to be called Mr. Cabello. And let me tell you, let's tell everybody why. So I was reading your story, and it was really interesting. You actually reminded me a little bit of Kanye with this college dropout thing. And I really appreciate you being transparent about that. So let's tell everybody your story. You go ahead and tell them, because it was interesting how you came about this idea throughout the delivery service that you were working for.
Yeah, so like I said, my name is David. I'm a founder and CEO of Black and Mobile, and my journey started back in college when 2016. Me and my twin brother, I went to college for business. He went just undecided. You know, he didn't know what he wanted to do, and we were there for We were there for a year, and our third semester is when we kind of had a transition and a paradigm change, and we just really wanted to just learn more about the culture, our history, and how we can make a difference. More is just not learning about it, but how to make a difference. So third semester, all we did was really read books, you know, watch videos, whether that was about health and Dr. Sebi, whether that was with spirituality, with M. Fudishi, whether it was Dr. Umar, regardless, it was a bunch of scholars there, and we were learning from them. And the day after Trump got elected, me and my brother, we decided to drop out and said, we're going to help black businesses any way we can. Now, we didn't know what we were going to do. You know, we DM people asking if we can get a job to help them, and everyone probably just like, no, like this seems too, you know, sketchy. So no one gave us a shot. I started at a bookstore. I was a janitor, and I would just clean up and then just be around the energy, be around the people that would come in there and just learn. And, you know, ended up teaching myself e-commerce in 6 months with myself. I had no experience. And before, you know, during that time of teaching myself, you know, I had to make money. So someone told me that, well, you could deliver food on a bike. I'm like, that's impossible. Please show me how to do it. Like, I need a job. So they showed me how to do it. I got a bike, and I started delivering. I've been delivering ever since on a bike. And about 7 months in, I made $1,100 in 30 hours of work on a regular bicycle. So I've been through the heat. I've been through the rain. I've been through the snow. I went through all that stuff. And after making that much money, I said, well, how much could I make if I own a company instead of delivering for them? So, you know, I already know the systems that, you know, how these work basically. Well, not the systems, but basically I know how it works, the transaction. Now, you know, that's what I did. I went home. I typed into YouTube, how do I start a delivery service? I learned some systems. I watched a couple of videos. I researched the market. Come and find out there are no black-owned food delivery services in the country on that level of Postmates, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, GoPub. There's just so many of them, all white or Asian-owned, none of them are black-owned. So I said I was going to be the first one, and that's what I did.
Yes, I'm very proud of that. I love, love, love that, because we really have to travel far. Sometimes we have to wait in long lines. I mean, we have fantastic black-owned restaurants, as you know, here in Atlanta, but we really have to go through some things in order to get there. And then, I mean, they're packed. I mean, they're really packed. I would love to just pick up the phone and order and get what I want to get. So initially you started where? Let's talk. You are in two major cities right now?
Yeah. So I started my business in February of 2019 in Philadelphia. That's where I'm from. So I started in Philadelphia and I actually didn't launch another city until this year, until March 2020. So I went to Detroit. And now I currently just launched in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. That's exciting. So I downloaded your app. Let's tell everybody your app.
Yeah, the name of the app is Black and Mobile. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties. Our developers, they just need more time. You know, our launch got pushed back twice for the app. So now it's going to be the third time Monday. They're saying it's going to be ready regardless. So the app is Black and Mobile. We have a brand new app. Like, I did all this by putting it together myself, the last app. Everything was put together. Everybody told me I would never be able to do it, and I put it together myself. So now we have a brand new app, and I also invested into a black-owned tech company who designed the whole app and did everything. So they developed it themselves, and, you know, we'll be doing future, you know, business partnerships together because of that. But, yeah, it's called Black and Mobile. It's the first black-owned food delivery service in the country that exclusively delivers for black-owned restaurants. So when you open up the app, you'll be able to find not all of them, because, you know, we have to partner with them, but the ones that do partner with us, you'll be able to find and support them easily.
So here's the thing, David. When I downloaded it initially, I did see where you all were initially launching, and there were some restaurants that were optional, you know, options. Although it was just the beginning stages, they weren't actually active, but I did see that. And then I did open it again, like yesterday, and I saw that that had been pulled back. But let me tell you this: we are going to be patient with you, because I'm really excited about it and really happy. And, you know, the truth is, David, is that I guess young people love it too, because I know my kids, they're in their 30s, and they will surely call and have food delivered in a heartbeat. But, you know, us older people, we need that too. And we have extra disposable income because we no longer have to take care of kids and things. And I like to eat well. I'm so serious. I would just love to pick up the phone and get my food delivered from Busy Bees or whatever. So let me ask you this question, because this is my question. The restaurants that you partner with, what if we find that you're not partnering with one of our restaurants that we want?
So what I would recommend is contacting them, saying we want to see you on Black and Mobile. The customers and the community, they always have the most power in the transaction, but because it's not really, again, we have the same, we're charging the same people. Say if it was Busy Bee and Black and Mobile, we're charging the same customer, the people that want to order food. So, you know, we're in it together. So if a customer say, well, like, I don't see these restaurants on there, like, how do I get them on there? Really, just by contacting them, saying, I put a pressure on them. So I want to see them on Black and Mobile, especially if they're on Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Postmates. If they're on any other service, they could be on Black and Mobile as well.
How are you doing in the other cities? How's it going?
Philadelphia is going well. Detroit, not too well. You know, we expect to restore the operations. I actually closed it about 2 weeks ago because we didn't have enough drivers. Every other city, Atlanta, and I have over 140 drivers in Atlanta already. And I've only been out there for a couple of days now. Philadelphia, I have over 150. Detroit, when I closed it, I only had 30 drivers. And I had someone running it for me. So I had to, you know, I had to fire the whole team and I had to take over the operation myself. And now we have about 90 drivers. So we're going to be relaunching it soon. But I wanted to give it time, you know, not to try to rush, because it was unorganized. You know, it was going well. But then COVID happened 2 weeks after we launched. So after COVID, we lost half of the partnerships because the whole city shut down. So there was a few number of restaurants that stayed open. And then over time, as they just stayed closed or they weren't able to open, it hurt the business. Detroit got hit hard. That's all I can say about Detroit. It got hit hard. And then, you know, I put responsibility in other people that's not going to run it like me. So now I had to cut the operation for about 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. But it's going to be restored. We're not leaving Detroit. I just have to restore the operation, get the drivers, you know, and do my thing and make sure that I take control of the whole operation. That's all.
Well, that's fantastic. So you can currently download the app. It'll be here. It's a work in progress. And I'm excited about it. Monday. Okay. All right. So will it'll automatically update my app, or do I have to re-download it on Monday?
It should, because there's been automatic updates now. They may push another update, so you may have to update it.
Okay.
I would definitely say check for the update, because some people have the old version of the app, some people have the new version, but not the most updated version of the new version. So it's a lot. But I would say Monday, everyone try to just update the app or download it. And we are closed on Monday, so Tuesday, everything will be ready to go.
Beautiful. We're excited. We're going to stick with you, David. We're going to check back with you in about a week or two once you're up and going. And then we're going to all, as a community in Atlanta, because we want you here, we're going to jump in and we're going to help you do this. Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate
you.
Talk to you later. You too. Bye-bye. All right. 404-892.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.